Welcome to another inspirational message from Church on the Rock Powell. Thank you for listening. And if you would like more information, you can visit us at www.therockchurch.co.za.
Well, happy Good Friday. I hope you are excited for the word. And if you're ready for the word, why don't we say it like we mean it? So let's say it together. My heart's open. My mind's ready. I won't be the same again in Jesus' name. Come on. I hope you have an expectation that God's going to do something in your life. Now, this weekend, we are celebrating and remembering what Jesus did on the cross for every single one of us. And as we all know, it kicks off with today, this Good Friday. So why is it called that? If you know the significance of Good Friday, you'll know that it's a celebration of the day that Jesus died on the cross. So if Jesus died, why is it called Good Friday? Why not Bad Friday? Why not Sad Friday? Come on. Because Jesus, God's only son, was arrested and punished and tortured and crucified for claiming to be exactly who he is, the Son of God. How could there be anything good about that today in life? And Mark 15 paints a picture for us to see how this Good Friday looked. And we're going to take it from verse 21. And it says, "And they compelled a passerby, Simon, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross." This is Jesus' cross that they're talking about. "And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take." They were like gambling on his clothes. Technically, that's what they were doing. "And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, 'The King of the Jews.' And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads, saying, 'I, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself, come down from the cross.' So also the chief priest with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, 'He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe.'" I love it. They were pretty much saying, "We want to see the big awe. If we're going to believe it, we're going to see something big happen." But that's not always how God operates. It goes on to say, "Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out to the Lord, 'My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?' And some of the bystanders hearing it said, 'Behold, he is calling Elijah.' And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, 'Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down.' And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." Now that is very significant right there. I'll explain it a bit further. "It was torn from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that it in this way he breathed his last, said, 'Truly, this man was the Son of God.'" See, this verse paints a difficult and painful picture for us to absorb, to take in. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, nailed to a cross. And it is at his last breath that even perhaps the Roman centurion, that soldier, realized the mistake at Jesus' last breath, but it was already too late. They had crucified the Son of God. So now what? Was it all over? Was it done? Was it finished? No. It was only the beginning. So what's so good about Good Friday? Actually, there is so much that is good. You see, the death of Jesus on a cross was brutal. It was horrible. It was tragic. But there was great purpose in it. It was all part of a great plan. So with that said, this is what's so good about Good Friday. Number one, if you're taking notes, number one, because of Good Friday, We have access to a relationship with God. And Matthew 27:51 says, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. And as Jesus entered from life to death, something new was born in us. The ability to have a full-on close relationship with our Father, God. The curtain in the temple tearing was significant because the curtain represented a separation from God. And during the lifetime of Jesus, the temple in Jerusalem was the center of the Jewish religious life. The temple was the place where animal sacrifices were carried out and worship according to the law of Moses was followed faithfully. And Hebrews 9:1-7 tells us that in the temple there was a veil that separated the Holy of Holies, the earthly dwelling place of God's presence, from the rest of the temple where man was able to be. And this was significant that man, because man was separated from God by sin. Isaiah 59:1-2 tells us this. And only the high priest was permitted to pass beyond this veil once each year. And you can see that in Exodus 30:10 and Hebrews 9:7. To enter into God's presence for all of Israel to make atonement for their sins. Leviticus 16. And when the curtain tore, God was saying this. He was saying, because Jesus died for you on the cross, there is no longer a separation between you and me. It means that the presence of God is no longer something we aren't able to enter into. Instead, now we are able to have a full relationship with Christ. God wants to know you. Just as a parent wants to know their child and get alongside their child, he wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to be there through the good times, the bad times, the high points in your life, the low points in your life. And more than this, we no longer have to make atonement for our sins through sacrifices. We can just simply come to God and let him know that we are sorry because our sins are forgiven. Which brings me to my second point. Why is Good Friday so good? Point number two is because of Good Friday, we have forgiveness. Luke 23:34 says this. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Jesus understood that we are fallible, we are human, and that we would never be able to truly escape sin fully and our failures on our own. So he became sin so we could have forgiveness. You see, it says in 1 John 4:10, it says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God loved us so much that he sent his son as the final sacrifice to make atonement for our sins. His atonement became our forgiveness. And today, there is not a sin or a failure, whether it's in your past or your present, that isn't fully covered by the blood of Jesus. There is nothing we can do, nothing we have done that disqualifies us from the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:12 says this, therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sins of many and made intercessions for the transgressors. See, Jesus bore our sin on the cross. Now we have unending mercy and forgiveness at the feet of our Savior. Should we choose to ask for it? And my point number three, because of Good Friday, point number three is the cross is his finished work for us. See, Jesus' work on the cross was a finished work. He did it all. And we can see that in John 19:28-30 in the New Living Translation says this, Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. And to fulfill the scripture, he said, I am thirsty. A jar of sour wine was sitting there and they soaked it in a sponge. and put it on a hyssop branch and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. What a beautiful declaration. It is finished. See, because of the cross, because of Good Friday, there is nothing we will need to do to earn salvation. Not to be better, not to do better. We can't earn our way into heaven. Jesus came to be the finished work so that we could have access. Jesus' mission was complete. He came to live and to die to give us access to eternal life. Now all we need to do is accept it, to choose it. It's our faith in Jesus that gets us there. Which brings me to my final point. Because of Good Friday, we have eternal life. John 3:16 says this. It's a famous verse. We all know it. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." See, we are created not just for life on earth, but an eternity in heaven, our true home. And that was the final piece of what Jesus dying on the cross gave us. The freedom to live an everlasting life in heaven. This life we live on earth is short, it's fleeting. There's sickness, there's disease, but our souls are designed for an eternity with God. And because of the cross, we have access to eternal life through Jesus. So what's so good about Good Friday? Everything. Jesus' actions were for us. It was for you sitting here today watching. The cross he bore is our saving grace. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He died for us. He died for you. He died for me. So that today we can look at people and we can look at somebody and say, "What a good Friday." Come on. Are you excited about that? That is so awesome. It's a good Friday because of what he did on the cross. Let's pray. God, thank you for everything you did for us so that we can have life and life to the full. Thank you that we now have access to a relationship with you. And as we look at what you have done, we can say that it is a good Friday because of your love and sacrifice. We can be free from our sin and we don't have to be held captive by it anymore. Thank you for that. I want you to stand in an attitude of prayer wherever you're at right now. And maybe today you've tuned in and you're feeling pain, you're feeling hurt, you're feeling disappointment, loss. I want you to know something. He knows just what you are going through and he wants you to know that you are not alone. Today you can find that rest in his goodness. Because of Good Friday, we can find rest in his goodness. But before we can do that, I want you to know who Jesus is. I spoke about how Jesus was perfect in every way. And he loves you exactly how you are. You see, he loves you. He was the sinless Son of God who died on the cross. And God raised him from the dead so that our sins could be forgiven. So that we could live for eternity in a relationship with him. He loves you. And chose to do this because of you. And today, there are those of you who recognize that you need his forgiveness. You need his mercy. And you want his power. You want to live for his purpose. Today you can. The Bible says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you will be saved. It says, call on him today. It's like we need to choose him. It doesn't say in the verse anywhere, you have to have everything sorted out. You have to have all your ducks in a row. No, it says we have to believe in our hearts, confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. But you need to know something. You're going to never truly experience his power or his presence or that peace fully in your life until you make that choice to follow him until you come to Jesus. This isn't a religious moment. This isn't about joining a church, but this is about me giving you an invitation to enter into a real relationship with the living God who loves you more than anything. He loves you right down to your core. And if that is you today, I want you to pray this prayer. And it's a simple prayer. It goes like this. The prayer doesn't save you, but our faith in Jesus is what saves us. And it's a simple prayer. Just repeat it after me. It goes, Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross to save me. Thank you, Lord, that from today, I can call you my Lord and Savior. And that from today, I will live my life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to be the first to say welcome to your new life. And I promise you, if you walk with God, you will reach your destination. But until next time, share hope, show kindness, and shine Jesus.